Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 9 and we're reading verses 1 to 6.
When the Queen of Sheba heard of Solomon's fame, she came to Jerusalem to test him with hard questions. Arriving with a very great caravan, with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold and precious stones, she came to Solomon and talked with him about all she had on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was too hard for him to explain to her. When the Queen of Sheba saw the wisdom of Solomon, as well as the palace he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his officials, the attending servants in their robes, the cupbearers in their robes, and the burnt offerings he made at the temple of the Lord, she was overwhelmed. She said to the king, "The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true, but I did not believe what they said until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half the greatness of your wisdom was told me. You have far exceeded the report I heard."
Our focus is on verse 5. The report I heard is true. In a society where so-called spin doctors distort, exaggerate, or even deny the truth, it is difficult to know what to believe. Such was the report about Solomon's fame that when the Queen of Sheba heard it, she did not believe it. But her curiosity was aroused. She put Solomon to the test and discovered that the reality was more than twice what she had been told. Many people have been told about Jesus and about the new life he gives. Claims of forgiveness for sin, peace with God, purpose and hope for the future, and a new start in life now. But is it just spin? The reality can only be proved through personal experience, and that comes by an encounter with Jesus Christ. Many churches run programs such as Alpha or Christianity Explored, which give opportunity to find out if what is claimed is true. Following Jesus is costly, but well worth it. So, if like the Queen of Sheba, you are not sure about what you have been told about Jesus, why not find a church near you that runs one of the above courses and check things out for yourself? A prayer. Lord Jesus, you alone can forgive sin. You alone give eternal life. You alone restore our relationship with God. Help us to be ready to let you make all the difference in our lives, day by day. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.